The offseason is officially upon us. The Yankees have named a new pitching coach for the 2020 season, and some of their key guys are trying to recruit some of the biggest stars on the free agent market. We'll discuss all this and more on the latest episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media.
And we are back live from the Vivid Seat Studio in Garfield, New Jersey. This is another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Man, we're excited to be back on the air. It's the offseason, people. Baseball season is officially over. Yes, we're sad about it, but congratulations to the Washington Nationals, who are your 2019 World Series champions. The good news is, number one, the Astros didn't win it. And number two, we have a lot to look forward to heading into 2020. The Yankees are gearing up for that 2020 season, and there's a couple of things we need to discuss on today's show, including the Yankees' new pitching coach, Matt Blake. We'll talk about the conversations with Brett Gardner, a likely return with the veteran outfielder, and some of the Yankees' biggest stars are trying to recruit some of the top free agent players to the Bronx. We'll talk about all this and more on this latest episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. Now, as we go into the offseason, we're not going to do a weekly show as we're used to. You know, during the season, we have our regular Tuesday slot, and it's a common thing where we just push out new content. However, we all know the offseason has its up and down times. You know, you're going to have those times where there's a lot going on, and there's also going to be times where there's going to be a lot of dead air. So here's what we're going to do for you. We are going to produce content whenever anything big happens this offseason, big signings, big trades, big news, anything related to the Yankees, we're going to do a show about. We'll bring you the latest content as quickly and as efficiently as we possibly can. What we need you to do is to follow our social media accounts to find out when those shows get released. That's the big thing. We're going to publish it all over social media for you. So there's never going to be that situation where you're going to say, you know, we don't know when the next episode's coming out. We're going to take care of it for you. You don't know how to find us on social media? It's simple. Go to Twitter, search up Pinstripe Talk ND, that's Nick Delahanty, well, ND, and find my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. A lot of ways for you to listen to us. We're going to give you a few right now. First and foremost, we're proud to be represented by Overtime Media. You can find us on our website. Our website's pretty lit, not going to lie. The big one, Apple Podcast. Subscribe, rate, review the show on there. That's the big one. We get a lot of our viewers on there. Keep sending some feedback. We love the feedback we get on there. It only helps us out. Spotify, same thing on there. Subscribe to the show. Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Stitcher. You name it, our show is there available for you. So there's no excuse that you and your friends can't join in on our conversation because our show is available on all podcasting platforms. You want to help support our show? Buy a shirt. Go to Teespring. You can find the link in our bio on Twitter and buy a shirt. They're really nice. I got one the other day and I've been wearing it trying to self-promote the show. We hope that you join in and help us out with that goal. Man, that was a long spiel. And of course, you have to publicly advertise for yourself, you know, especially when you're doing something like this. But we're excited to get into the Yankee baseball talk. We'll take a quick breather. When we come back, we're going to look at the Yankees' new pitching coach, Matt Blake. Stay tuned. The Yankees are in off-season mode, but it's never too early to start looking for tickets for the 2020 season. Make sure you have your seat for the game with Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for the events you want to go to. You could sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. It's called the Vivid Seats Rewards. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app today and join the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program. When it's time to buy, new users can enter the promo code OVERTIME at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. This is a great deal for all you sports fans that want to buy tickets. Use Vivid Seats and download their app from Google Play or the App Store today. And we're back on the first off-season edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. It's early in the off-season, but there is big news out of the Bronx. The Yankees have a new pitching coach, and that is Matt Blake, and we'll get into him in just a minute. He'll replace Larry Rothschild, who has been the Yankees pitching coach since 2011, so he's been here a very long time. It's time for a change. I think a lot of Yankee fans would agree on that. The Yankees have struggled developing pitching over the last couple of years. You see it with Sonny Gray. You see it with some other guys, especially within the farm system. The Yankees need a new face, and that's what they're hoping to get with Matt Blake. And throughout the process, the Yankees had a little bit of a weird interview process. Not necessarily weird, but it seemed like they were looking for young analytical guys to take the role. And you notice that they interviewed a bunch of college pitching coaches to try to take the job. They also interviewed Yes Network's David Cone, who I thought would have been a home run for the job. Cone gets beat out for it by Matt Blake. And although I would love to have seen David Cone as the Yankees pitching coach, I'm even more happy that he'll stay in the broadcast booth with the Yankees. He's a really smart guy. Really brings a lot of spice and flavor to the Yankees broadcast. So I'm definitely excited to listen to him throughout the 2020 season and beyond. Now, Matt Blake. Who the heck is this guy, right? If you don't follow baseball that closely, you wouldn't know who this guy is. 33 years old. Yes, 33 years old. He was with the Cleveland Indians system. He was a very prominent guy within their pitching kind of factory. Just 2 days ago, the Indians promoted him to director of pitching development. He's a guy that has worked hand-in-hand with some of their young pitchers. You know, you look at Shane Bieber, you look at Plesac. Some of those guys are credited to have worked alongside Matt Blake. And now, the thing about Blake that's interesting is, just 4 years ago, this guy was coaching high school baseball in Boston. He progressed and finally is now landing in the Bronx as a pitching coach. So, yes, he has no big league experience in terms of playing, and he has no big league experience in terms of coaching, but the Yankees found that he was the best fit for the job, and they're taking an outside-the-box approach to bring in a guy who is analytically driven to help, hopefully, develop the pitching throughout the system. And that's been an issue for the Yankees, and we all know that issue. And that's why, right now, they're linked to Garrett Cole. They're linked to Steven Strasburg. They have struggled to develop key pitching within their system. Yeah, of course, you get your diamonds in a rough. You get a couple of guys they have been able to develop. But for the most part, they haven't been able to make it happen. So it's a risk. Obviously, everything you do in this sport is a risk. But the Yankees are taking a risk on a guy who's coming from an organization that has really thrived in terms of pitching and has really been able to develop guys who have impacted the big league club. So the Yankees are hopeful he will have that same type of approach in the Bronx. And if you look at guys on Twitter and you look at everything that's going on social media, there's a lot of good reviews about this guy. Trevor Bauer was one of them. He came out and he said, you know, he's good to work with. He takes the analytics and he makes guys understand why they're important. He relates to the players. That's what the Yankees need. So yeah, I like this hire. I really do. When I found out more about it, I looked into the details. I think it's a smart hire. I think that it's a good gamble. I think it's a good risk to take. The Yankees are taking that approach, and you know, you have to really take gambles like this in order to develop. And I'm just happy that they're finally making a change, because I think the change is a little overdue. So let's see what Blake has in store for us. Hopefully he gets to work with these Yankee pitchers, especially with some of the young guys they got coming up. Davey Garcia. Maybe he could fix a Chance Adams. You know, you see a couple of these guys, they have some big arms in their farm system. Maybe he's the guy to help shape the Yankees to a point where they could develop pitching on their own and it can help counter or go alongside with the ample amount of offensive talent that they possess. Because let's face it, over the last couple of years, the pitching's been the problem with the Yankees. And let's hope that Matt Blake's the guy. Before you shoot it down and before you say it's a terrible hire, look into the details. Look into what Matt Blake has done. Yeah, it's going to be different for him. He's going to be in a dugout. He's going to be in uniform. He's going to have to go to the mound and talk to guys in big situations. Guys are going to have to trust what he's saying. And he's going to have to prove his value and his worth. He's going to have to make connections with these pitchers. But I think it's worth giving a chance to, because of how highly regarded he was in the Indian system, this could be a good fit for the Yankees. You know, you poach away a guy who has a lot of knowledge, and if you look at who he follows on Twitter and what he likes and retweets, it's a lot of analytical stuff, and I think that that's the way the game is going. The wave of the game is that way. So, first thought, I think it's a good hire. I think it's a good gamble. I think it's a good bet. He will have his growing pains. Coaching's not an easy thing, and I know he has coaching experience from high school, but it's a lot different when you're coaching in the Bronx and you have to go out in front of 40,000 fans and they're booing you or the pitcher on the mound. It's a lot different. So let's see how this guy does. Let's all take a deeper look into it and give this guy a chance, because I think that over time, this guy's going to make a good impact on the Yankees organization, and let's just hope that it works out for the best. Now that we covered the Yankees' change to their coaching staff, let's look at some of the important news updates surrounding the 2020 roster. First and foremost, Aaron Hicks needs Tommy John surgery, and that blows my mind, the fact that they even brought him back with the possibility. If he wasn't 100% healthy and we knew he needed the surgery, or there was a very likelihood that he needed the surgery, he should have had it done earlier. I think canceling out a whole 2020 season is dumb. I think it's a waste. You know, you just signed him to that big contract. You're basically losing him for the whole 2020 season. I think it's very disappointing. But in the same token, I'm just glad that it's getting done. And hopefully, he's able to go and stays healthy throughout the remainder of the contract. Because I don't want this to be another Jacoby Ellsbury type of deal, even though Ellsbury doubled his salary. Those long-term contracts scare teams. And this is the kind of reason why. You know, Hicks has been injury-prone throughout already, and it's only year one of the deal. So hopefully Hicks has better injury luck moving forward, but it's a tough blow for the Yankees in 2020. But with that being said, it looks like a reunion with Brett Gardner is all but likely now. The 36-year-old is likely to return. There's been multiple reports on Twitter saying that the Yankees have been talking to him about a deal, that it appears that it may be imminent. You know, I think it's a good deal for multiple reasons. Number one, Gardner had a great 2019 season, 28 home runs, 74 RBIs, 251 average. The average isn't quite where you would like it to be for him, but in the same token, a 35-year-old playing 141 games, never would have expected that, especially with the Yankees' amount of depth. You know, Stanton was down, Hicks was down, Gardner seemed to be that guy that was in the lineup almost every day. He's a very valuable player in the clubhouse as well. With losing CC Sabathia, the Yankees need that leadership. Gardner brings that to the table as well. And he's a guy that's been around for a very long time. He knows the way the Yankees operate. He knows the way the organization runs. 12 years in the big leagues, almost 1,500 games. His first game in 2020 will be his 1,500th career game. And, you know, I just think it makes a lot of sense for the right price to bring Gardner back. He might end up starting in center field for Hicks. He may split time between Tauchman and Stanton. You know, there's a lot of different options that can happen. I think it's a no-brainer. For the right price, Gardner should return. Yeah, take what he did in the postseason with a grain of salt. He struggled, but let's be real. A lot of Yankees did struggle throughout that postseason run. And I just think it makes a lot of sense for them to bring him back. He showed he still has a lot left in the tank. If this guy could give you a 250 average, maybe 15 to 20 homers, and his leadership, I think you take that and you try to get as much out of Gardner as you can. So for me, the move makes a lot of sense. It will just remain to be seen if the Yankees and Gardner can finalize a deal and when they will actually finalize a deal. Because like CC Sabathia last offseason, this is something that I could see happening relatively quickly. I don't think Gardner wants to play anywhere else. Heck, I think the Yankees want to bring Gardner back. I think they understand how important he is. And you just hope that you can get another good year of production out of him. because you don't know what to expect. At the beginning of this year, you would have said, oh, Gardner maybe plays 100 games. He's more of a fourth outfielder type, but he got shifted into a starting role due to all the injuries. So you just never know what could happen. It never hurts to have enough depth, and I think Gardner provides that for the Yankees. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, two star-studded Yankees have been trying to recruit some of the top free agent pitchers on the market to the Bronx. We'll tell you more about that right after the commercial break here on the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media. November is one of the great sports months of the year. Of course, the Bronx Bombers aren't in action, but there's a lot of other sports going on, such as football, college hoops, the NBA, NHL, golf, racing, and more. MyBookie is the place to get in on all the action. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. Of course, props, futures, and in-game betting are also available too. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Just use the promo code OVERTIME to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code OVERTIME to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. And we are back here on the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Now, the offseason is full of rumors and speculation and a lot of different craziness that goes on. And let's face it, the Yankees are always in the middle of it. Why is that? Because they're the New York Yankees. Everybody waits for that day that the Yankees go back to the way that they were, where spending wasn't a big deal, where they put the money out there for the top name free agents. Times have changed. Ownership has changed, but the fans and people around baseball are waiting for that day that the Yankees break the bank and bring in a big name free agent. The last big name free agent that the Yankees, you could say, brought in was CC Sabathia. And I understand that, you know, Tanaka was a big signing, and I totally get that. But in terms of guys who were hit the free agent market and guys who have impacted the game, Sabathia was really the last one. And that was back in 2008, before the 2009 World Series run, and that deal worked out tremendously for the Yankees. Fast forward to 2019, the Yankees are in need of an ace. And there's a couple of guys on the market that really could help this team win. And the first and foremost one is Gerrit Cole. What more can you say about what Cole has done for the Houston Astros? He went 15-5 last year to a 8 ERA. This year, 20-5, a guy who probably wins the Cy Young Award. He's hitting the free agent market. He's about to turn 29, or literally just turned 29. He's a guy that a lot of teams are going to covet, and there's a belief that, like Sabathia a long time ago, Cole wants to play on the West Coast. However, on R2C2, and in case you don't know what that is, that's Ryan Rucco and CC Sabathia's podcast, Sabathia has said that he has talked in depth with Cole about pitching in the Bronx, and how Sabathia seems to be recruiting Cole to come to the Bronx. And if you listen to the interview with Sabathia, Sabathia basically says, whoever pays him the most money, he'll go. He's in it. He wants the money, you know. He's a smart guy. He's going to take the money. So it doesn't matter whether it's West Coast or East Coast. He'll go where the money takes him. And if the Yankees are willing to pay the money, I think Gerrit Cole might come to the Bronx. Especially if him and Sabathia have been talking about it. It's something that Cole at least has some type of interest in. You have to be intrigued by the possibility that Cole is looking into it and at least listening to what Sabathia has to say. I think Sabathia is a well-regarded and well-loved player among the game. And I think that players that get the opportunity to talk to him listen to what he has to say because he's been around for so long. Imagine CC Sabathia telling you to come to the Bronx. He's recruiting you to come pitch in a place where he won a World Series, where he's beloved by the fan base, where he capped off a Hall of Fame career. That's rather enticing to me, and I'm not a big league player, but if I was in that situation, I would definitely like that possibility. I would definitely listen to what Sabathia had to say to me. So to see that a guy like Sabathia, who we all know is retiring, trying to get Cole to come to the Bronx speaks volumes. And I'm sure he won't be alone in that pursuit. And then this past week, you have the Giancarlo Stanton TMZ video. And not only does TMZ try to get an answer out of Stanton, Stanton gives them just what they wanted to hear. Stanton tells the reporters that, yeah, he wants Cole, but he wants Steven Strasburg too. Let's talk about Strasburg for a minute, shall we? We all know, highly touted prospect. He's been with the Nationals for a long time, 31 years old. He was the World Series MVP in a season in which he went 18-6 with a 3.32 ERA. The guy was phenomenal all year. He actually walked away from $100 million, opted out of his contract to walk away from $100 million at the free agent market, expecting to get more. He's another guy who would make a great fit in the Bronx, a guy who could anchor that Yankees rotation for years to come. But there's Stanton saying he doesn't want just Cole, he wants both Cole and Strasburg. The Yankees ownership has to be cringing hearing those comments because they want to spend smart. They don't want to spend dumb. They want to get guys at a price that is relevant to them. They're not the same old Yankees where George would allow them to outbid people for the top guys. A lot has changed over the years. But now, the Yankees are in a predicament where they need an ace. And there's a couple on the open market. And you have guys like Sabathia, guys like Stanton, showing their belief that the Yankees should and could get one of those guys. It sends a false hope to the fan base. Because if the Yankees don't end up with one of them, just like they didn't end up with Harper or Machado last offseason, there's going to be people up in arms. They're going to say, why didn't you sign so-and-so? He was on the open market. You didn't have to trade for him. Or, why didn't you make that move? What's wrong with you? But the Yankees have a plan, and we will only know what that plan is when the offseason unfolds. I bet they're going to surprise us in many ways. I think they're going to pull off a couple of trades. I think they're going to pull off some free agent signings. Look at DJ LeMahieu. Nobody expected that to be the case. Nobody expected that 2-year, $20-plus million deal would end up being the best move the Yankees made all offseason. The Yankees are smarter now. They want to avoid the luxury tax. They're thinking smart. They're thinking analytically. They're thinking long-term. Would it surprise me if they signed to Gerrit Cole or Steven Strasburg? No, it wouldn't. I think if they feel the need is there, they'll go out and get the guy they need. Would it surprise me if they don't get either one? To be quite honest with you, I could see a situation where the Yankees come out short and don't get either one. I wouldn't be surprised by it. If I was a betting man, which I'm not, and if you listen to my show, you know I'm not a betting man, I would say that the Yankees make more of a James Paxton type of trade than go out and sign a Gerrit Cole or Steven Strasburg. Or they try to sign one of the lower guys on the market, like a Zach Wheeler. Not saying he's a lower guy, but I think you could get him for a lower price tag. Or a Madison Bumgarner. Or a Hyunjin Ryu. And I think they try to get him for a lower value that can ultimately pay off in the long run. I think the Yankees are concerned with going to a 7-year deal for a starting pitcher. I really do. I think that they're going to be more comfortable with a 3-to-5-year pact where they know what they're going to get out of that player. So would it surprise me if they don't get either one? No. Would it surprise me if they get one? Not at all. But it's going to be interesting to see what the Yankees think in terms of their pitching. Do they feel that they can get somebody on the trade market that can help impact them? Do they have guys in the minor league system that they feel are close to being ready that can help fill the voids? Time will tell. But for sure, with these type of comments, you can bet that Yankee fans are definitely getting excited for this offseason because of the possibility of them happening. For the possibility of these guys wearing pinstripes. We all watch Cole in the playoffs and in the World Series. We watch Strasburg in the playoffs and the World Series. Yankee fans desperately want to see that happen in the Bronx. And it's been a long time since 2009. The Yankees, as many say, are due for a World Series run. And you can make the argument they're ready offensively for a World Series run if healthy. They just need to bolster the pitching in order to do so. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to wrap up the show when we come back. So make sure you stay tuned. We have some important announcements regarding the Pinstripe Talk podcast and more here on Overtime Media. And we are back here on the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media. Our first off-season show of the 2019-2020 off-season is finally finished. And we're excited to be back on the air, and there's a lot more content coming your way. A lot of things coming up over the next couple of weeks, including the winter meetings. You have the upcoming spring training. There's a lot that's going to go on, and like we said earlier in the show, we are going to bring you the latest news and updates surrounding the New York Yankees as they come along. We don't know when our next show is going to be. We're going to try to give you annual updates regarding when our next show is going to be. Whenever there is something big going on in Yankee land, we will definitely be here to talk about it. We love talking Yankees baseball. We hope that you join in on the conversation. Find us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND. Find my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Search us up on Facebook by typing in Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Find our show on any podcasting platform, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Stitcher, you name it, our show is there available for you. Show us some love. Buy a t-shirt from Teespring. Help promote our show. Public advertising, it's a beautiful thing. We hope that you help us with that. Some big news regarding myself. If you love listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast, you will be able to listen to me even more. I am proud to say that I am starting up a podcast with my cousin Kyle. We will be talking about everything sports. We'll talk about random topics, some debates. We're going to talk about a lot of different topics, including a wide range of sports. And as you know, I love talking sports. My cousin is just like me. I'm pretty sure that we're probably somehow brothers the way that we are, but you'll have to listen in to find that out. We'll give you more information on that as time goes on. Within the next couple of weeks, we plan on releasing our first couple of shows, so it's a very exciting time for us. And like the Pinstripe Talk podcast, I hope that you tune in to that new podcast as well. More details to follow, but I had to share the breaking news with you. So if you listened in, you got the first announcement that this show is going to be aired live. Very exciting times, especially for myself in regards to the Pinstripe Talk podcast. So I'll wrap it up for today's show. I'm Nick Delahanty. Thank you all for listening in. It's going to be a wild off season. Buckle up. As always, let's go Yankees. Continue to listen to our show. Continue to interact with us on social media. We love talking Yankees baseball. We hope that you join in on the conversation. Until next time, we'll catch you here on the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media. Let's go Yankees. See you real soon.